You're listening to SBS News.
Hordes of young people swarm Hong Kong's central government offices, demanding the government scrap its controversial extradition bill. This time, they aren't asking nicely.
If we don't stand here today, and the Chinese government will destroy everything of Hong Kong.
The crowd scramble to set up metal barricades, linking them together with cable ties. An organiser says it's a way to delay the process.
We're trying to block or prevent all the people who are the electoral members who are against us or who are pro-China to reach this place and to hold the council and to pass the bill.
Police sealed off entrances to government grounds, using high-pressure water cannons to keep protesters at bay. The controversial amendment would mean people in Hong Kong, regardless of their citizenship, could be sent to the mainland for trial if requested by Chinese authorities. Some feel it's not just Hong Kong's legal system that's being compromised, but the very idea of Hong Kong itself. One woman tells SBS she no longer lives in Hong Kong, but has come to fight for the city she loves. She, like most of the protesters, is wearing a mask. They are a practical precaution against tear gas and pepper spray, but she tells us people are also fearful they may be charged if they reveal their identities.
Living in the other country right now, but I still coming back yesterday night because of this. Because of my job, so it's not really good to show my face.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam is determined to push the bill through, despite the controversy. Ms. Lam says those who oppose the bill simply misunderstand it, but many protesters don't agree.
Carrie Lam did not respond at all. In fact, they still decided to go through with the reading on Wednesday. That's why it triggered so much of the youth to come out.
But if there is confusion about the bill, that may be due to the dizzying speed the government has used to try to push it through, skipping some of the usual processes involved in passing a law. With the Legislative Council stacked with pro-Beijing votes, it's almost certain the bill will pass. Legislators have until next Thursday to make a final decision, which means the protests are likely to continue.
It's against the human rights of Hong Kong people, so I think that I should come out today.
We come back here to fight again.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.